You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A little bit on the stadium front to start the hour, Cody, because we all know where things are at right now on the Missouri side. While maybe there's an increased effort to try to get the Royals after the Chiefs left for Kansas and what has to take place, there's a lot of speculation about whether or not a public vote would be required or not required. Well, then last night, Jason Withington, who is a county commissioner in Clay County. In fact, we've had Jason on the show a few times over the last few years discussing it. He is the Western Commissioner, and he is one of seven on the Clay County Commission. So I want to point this out. He is one of seven people. He is not. It's not like when we've talked about, I think, Jackson County, where it's like there is just one executive he is part of the Clay County Commission. All right. And he's not the presiding commissioner. That's Jerry Nolte. But anyway, Jason Withington on his Facebook page put this out. I'm not going to read the full post because it started with talking about how he loves baseball. Right. The smell, the sounds, the roar of the crowd, I think, is how he started it. But as it pertains to the stadium, over the last few years, the joy has been drained out of it for me. I absolutely loathe the business of baseball. And since I'm always talking about being real, let me be 100, is how he phrased it.
That's the way you...
I'm trying to read the statement.
Let me be 100. Just say it. I'll say it. Say it naturally. Yeah. You said it. It's so funny.
Like, how else am I supposed to read it?
I don't know.
It's weird when there's an emoji in the middle of the statement. Anyway, 100. Shout out to Jason. Anyway. Like,
I was trying to keep it 100.
I'm reading the statement, man. Like Kansas, I'm done negotiating with the Kansas City Royals. Last year, we were told the team wanted to be on the November 2025 ballot. We worked in good faith all summer to make that happen. As the August deadline approached, we were then told they wanted to move to the April 2026 ballot at the earliest. Tomorrow was the deadline, as in now today. This was posted last night. So today was the deadline we gave the team to meet that timeline. They've now told us they aren't ready for that either. At some point, you stop negotiating and start being honest about what's actually happening. For me, the Royal situation in Clay County is now a closed chapter. It's time for the commission to focus fully on priorities we control, either upgrading our existing county jail or building a new one. Again, that's from Jason Withington, who is one of the county commissioners.
One of seven.
In Clay County, yes.
And I think that that's important to note. The one of seven part is where the way I read that, and I'm curious to see if other people hear the same, is he's tired of it and doesn't want to do it anymore and is encouraging the commission to focus on other things for Clay County to put their business on. But he also said, there are six other people
who probably don't
want to close that chapter, or at least some don't want to close that chapter. And what he said in there is also a bit telling in the sense that he said they said they'd want to be on the April ballot at the earliest, implying that even they were saying the April ballot might be too early for us if Clay County ends up being our home. Mm-hmm. And so, look, the truth is, and it's always been true about Clay County, and I live there. So, like, if you're in Clay County and you take offense, I guess just know that I live in Clay County. It is not their first choice. It has not been their first choice for some time. Hell, I'm not even sure it was their second choice. That might have been 119th and all, and with their first choice always being downtown baseball. I think right now what you should be thinking about the Royal Stadium thing is a percentage chance of where they go up and where they end up as a result of this. And because of Kansas also saying we're not interested, one county commissioner saying we should move on and not be interested is Clay County, even though he's kind of speaking for the group, but not speaking for the group because he's not saying that everyone also believes that with him, is that, as I put it right now, if I made you break it down in 100% percentage, I would say it's like 60% downtown, 20% that it's in Kansas somewhere, and 20% it ends in Clay County. If you made me break it down, that's still how I feel. That the most likely scenario is Kansas City proper, that Kansas should not be considered off the table despite the fact they said they're not interested anymore, and that Clay County should not be considered off the table even though one county commissioner said they're not interested.
Yeah, it reads like, again, the Royals are clearly the holdup here. They cannot, John Sherman cannot make up his mind of what he wants to actually do.
He's part of the problem here at this point. I mean, it's hard to imagine that we can't blame him a little now.
No, I mean, when you have now one county in Missouri And you now have the Speaker of the House on the Kansas side saying that they're done. And we all thought they were very close to a deal with Kansas. And then now here we are a week into the new year, and both parties involved, Clay County and now the state of Kansas, are saying that, like, yeah, we're done. You kind of had your chance. Whether or not that ends up being true or not, we'll find out. But that they are saying that publicly, and that the Royals were not ready for potentially a vote in April in Clay County, and seemingly trying to, you know, still keep the bidding war open and playing the game a little bit with everybody. At some point, people are like, yeah, we're done with that. Make a decision. And now the door may have closed on at least one, if not both, options. I'm not convinced, as you kind of said, that it's 100% done that they couldn't still go to Kansas. I know other people are. I still think there's still a possibility there. And I still think there's a possibility, of course, they go downtown. Where are they going to end up? But do the Royals know what they actually want? We know 3+ years ago, maybe 5 at this point, but 3+ years ago, they wanted downtown baseball.
Yeah.
But yes, we also know they wanted to have the entertainment district associated with that because of the revenue opportunities. I don't know how many times everybody's brought up what they liked about Atlanta and the district around there, the Battery and everything. And we know that downtown, the East Village site could have allowed them to do that. We know that this Washington Square Park site likely doesn't allow them to do that. And we know that the 119th and Null site does allow them to do that. So, but what do you
kind
want?
Kind of, but it's already kind of pre-built. They'll just have to, like, build.
Well, no, there's a huge, the land-wise, there's a huge chunk of land compared to downtown.
Yes.
Unless you choose the East Village site.
And so,
which we know that got switched at the last minute.
Which Mayor Q was like, oh, we'll go back there. You want to know what I actually think? Look, this is pure speculation, admittedly. So someone in the Royals front office is probably just shaking their head at the notion that I'm even suggesting this. Because the truth is, in the last 7 days, probably, since the Chiefs announced that they were going to Kansas, or it's not, it's obviously been longer than that, but let's just say the last week.
Yeah.
In the last week, I've heard people speculate the Royals at 4 different sites, maybe 5. I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, every single site imaginable. They must have a better idea. What I think happened here is, like the Chiefs, the Royals were pitting a few ideas against each other, looking for what might have been the best deal and not the what their original dream scenario is. They let their original dream location die when the vote died. And so what they started doing was, what's the best deal at the best price? So, like, if we go to 119th, what are they offering? Does that get us close enough? Like, what's the, they're looking for the closest thing to 100%. And so they were negotiating with multiple parties on multiple fronts, looking for the, well, that one's at 72% and this one's at 77%. And they were trying to, like, close every little chapter. Let's buy up every little piece of land. What would it look like if we bought out the J? And they were trying to cross every dot and squeeze out that extra last percentage. And as a result of that, some of these people have been frustrated. And in the end, they should have just taken a deal on the table if there was one on the table, and they've drawn this out too long. I do blame Sherman for part of this at this point. I'm sorry, you had your job as
they haven't made up their mind
to get this stadium deal done, and it doesn't seem like you've made up your mind, and you've now had 3 years. You took over the team 5 years ago when you said, I'm moving the team downtown. You've had a lot of time to sort this out, and now it's 2026. It is 2 years past a vote that took place, and You're not even telling us where you're trying to go. So, like, I mean, it's difficult to not put some of that on the onus of the ownership group and their negotiation skills in this department. But I don't rule out Clay County. I don't rule out Kansas, and I don't rule out downtown.
I think all three are still alive. I'm kind of with you there. But it's just, you know, we said this 6 months ago, but the longer it draws out, I mean, the reality of other situations come to be, you know, I mean, somebody, if none of these areas are willing to come up with a deal, or I should say a deal that the Royals like, how about that? Then where does that leave everything? We know they have a stadium lease that expires at the Truman Sports Complex. We know they have publicly said over and over, no matter what, they are not staying at the K beyond that lease.
Well, they're running out of time to build it. And
well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's January of 2026.
Does this change our guess? Because I think, was it you and I, Gold, that said pre-June?
Oh, win a site?
I don't know if that changes.
One county commissioner statement shouldn't really change that.
He's one of, and we've had Jason on the show. This is nothing against him at all. But
he's a Griffin. He went to Winnetonka.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about you. When you were not on, when he came on the show and you weren't there, he mentioned you and we talked about you on the air. And I asked for scoop.
What did he say?
I don't remember. For us. But point being, so this is, but you're right. He's one of six on the Clay County Commission. And I agree with you that I don't think Clay County was the first or second choice for the Royals anyway. But you've got, in the span of a week, the Speaker of the Kansas House and someone on the Clay County Commission saying, we are done.
That is a problem
for the Royals.
In any other lifestyle, that's an embarrassing thing to happen. If two women went on the news today and said, we're no longer interested in dating Alex, you'd be like, well, that's what the hell? You don't have to say it. Like, it's a bit, like, from the Royals' perspective, that would be a bit disheartening for me. I knew I was getting ready to, like, ink a deal with Jackson County and it was all set in stone. To have people be like, one at a time. And look, again, the guy in Kansas obviously also doesn't speak for everybody in Kansas Gold, right? He doesn't say, like, that's one person amongst many people who are the decision makers on that department, same as the county commissioner, saying, there's individuals moving on. And look, at least in Withington's case, I would say his statement sounds like he's over it. He's tired of negotiations and how these work in the baseball team, and he doesn't want to deal with it anymore, and he thinks the commission should spend their time on other things. But again, that doesn't mean that the other six people think it's not worthy of continuing to spend their time. I still hope for downtown baseball, for what it's worth. I still think the East Village site is the best one, Gold. You do too. If it's not downtown, I'd like Clay County, and I would like the 119th and Null site the least. The end. But I don't know, man. It's still, every day we talk about the Royal Stadium, it doesn't actually feel like they're any closer to making it happen, which is a very confusing thing to me.